On this sunny Friday, you're tuned to The Record. I'm Steve Scherr.
I'm Ross Reynolds, and the hunt is on for a location to build the Boeing 777X. Boeing is reaching out to cities around the country.
Each hopes Boeing will bring an economic boon to their state. A city is expected to be chosen by early next year.
And there's going to be a lot of work for that city. Boeing has sold $95 billion worth of the new jets. That includes an order from three Middle Eastern airlines for 225 777X jets.
Along with Washington, California, South Carolina, Kansas, Utah, and Alabama are pitching Boeing.
It's Boeing that reached out to lawmakers in Alabama, and now the state is putting together its incentive package to woo the aerospace company to Huntsville, Alabama. Yesterday, I spoke to Mayor Tommy Battle of Huntsville, and I asked if the state of Alabama would match the $8.7 billion in tax breaks that Washington State is offering.
We'll have a good incentive package. Our taxes are a little bit less than what you find in the state of Washington. So I think at the end of the day, the actual money out from Boeing will probably be about the same as it would be in Washington. So we'll work with them. Boeing has been good neighbors for years and years, been a good corporate partner, and we'll work with Boeing, and whichever way Boeing goes, you know, we'll still support them.
So are there enough trained aerospace workers to build the 777X?
You know, what we've found is we were given the mission here in 1961 to put man on the moon, and within 6 years we were able to do it. We have a workforce that's highly technical, highly skilled, that can do that.
And are the aerospace workers who work there now in the machinists union?
We have a very small segment who are in the machinists union. Yes, we do.
Would part of your appeal to Boeing be that there might be lower labor costs in Huntsville, Alabama, because the workforce building on the 777X would not be unionized?
No. Part of our pitch to Boeing is that our workforce wages are about 20% below the East Coast and the West Coast because we have a low cost of living. Not because they're in a union or not.
So the union thing doesn't make the difference? It's just the lower cost of living?
I don't think the union thing makes a difference. I think the quality of what you can provide for the Boeing company, the quality of the airplane that you can produce, the idea that you can put systems integration and engineering and production all in one place and provide a better quality product is, I think, what they would be looking for, where they can make some money, where they can profit. Whether that's in Seattle, Washington, or Huntsville, Alabama, I think that's going to be a decision up to the Boeing company.
You know, it sounds like Boeing's on a pretty fast track here. Do you think that legislators in Alabama will be coming together to propose some kind of tax incentives to Boeing in short order to kind of match what Washington State already has put forward?
Oh, I'm sure they will. Our governor was in the meeting with us when we met with Boeing and said he would be glad to call a special session at any time if we needed to for the state to be on equal grounds with anybody throughout the United States.
Did you talk numbers?
No, sir. We didn't. It was an initial meeting.
So what do you think your chances are of getting the 777X in Huntsville, Alabama?
We're all kind of looking at it as an opportunity to show off your community, to talk about your community, and show what your community has to offer, not only Boeing, but the United States and the world.
Mayor Tommy Battle of Huntsville, Alabama, where even the mayor calls you sir.
Well, sir. Another state hoping to draw the 777X plant is Kansas. Wichita is home to Spirit AeroSystems, which builds fuselage sections for all current Boeing planes. Daniel McCoy covers aviation and manufacturing for the Wichita Business Journal. Daniel, thanks for talking to us.
Hi, good afternoon. Thank you.
Thank you. Now, Tim Chase, the president of the Greater Wichita Economic Development Coalition, told the Seattle Times that Wichita is considered the aviation capital of the world. I thought we had that claim. What makes Wichita an aviation capital?
Well, yeah, we do have the kind of self-imposed moniker of air capital of the world, and I think we're the headquarters for Beechcraft Corp. Used to be Hawker Beechcraft. We're headquarters for Cessna Aircraft Company. Bombardier builds its Learjet here, so there's a large general aviation component to Wichita and all the suppliers that supply them. And then on the commercial side, obviously, you mentioned Spirit AeroSystems, and that's our town's largest employer. And then we did have, we've had a long history with Boeing dating back to the late 1920s until Boeing decided to close its defense facility here. But just in terms of economic impact and true economic drivers in the community, it's hard for anything to stack up really to aviation manufacturing here in Wichita.
You know, the Machinist Union in Wichita voted on the same contract extension that Boeing Machinist here in Washington voted on. They also voted it down as a show of solidarity. Is that what was happening?
I think that's the general thinking. There wasn't going to be really any material impact on Wichita. The kind of destiny of the facility here has already been predetermined. I think some of them were thinking about a lot of the workers that were here in Wichita, about 2,100 of them at the time Boeing announced the closure. But a lot of them are taking other jobs within the company, Oklahoma City, Seattle, San Antonio. So there might have been some thinking that they could have been impacted down the road by this contract, or as the head of the local Machinist Union here said, he felt a lot of them were just trying to kind of, I believe he put it as, keep standing up for the contracts they fought for over the years. So, yeah, a little solidarity there as well.
What might Boeing consider as a benefit to moving the 777X into Wichita?
Well, I think the biggest push here, and I think the one you would see our legislators and folks like Mr. Chase push the hardest, is just the workforce component. We have a well-trained aviation workforce here in Wichita. We have a fairly new, our technical college opened a new facility, the National Center for Aviation Training. So we're continuing with training aerospace workers. A lot of what you might call tribal knowledge as well, just, you know, families that multiple generations worked at Boeing or another aircraft plant. A lot of engineering talent here. So I think that would probably be one of the first things that would come out in any pitch, is our workforce kind of being able and ready to get started quickly on something like that.
And Daniel McCoy, what might Wichita or Kansas offer Boeing in terms of tax incentives or other incentives to woo them?
Well, I don't really know. I'm sure there would be something considered. We've certainly, our state has certainly done, you know, incentive packages in the past. A few years ago, they passed some incentives to keep Hawker Beechcraft's headquarters here in Wichita. There were some talks between Hawker and Louisiana. They were going to move the company headquarters down there, and our state passed some a pretty large incentive package there. I don't know exactly what they would be willing to do, if they would go to the 8.7 million that 8.7 number that Washington State was willing to do, but I'm sure that they would definitely consider trying to do something to sweeten the pot.
Yeah, 8.7 billion. That's
billion,
a sweet,
yeah,
pot.
Yeah.
All right, Daniel McCoy, I appreciate you taking the time.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Daniel McCoy covers aviation and manufacturing for the Wichita Business Journal, another city, another state that wouldn't mind getting that 777X work down its way. It's The Record.